WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
An air mass is a large, usually thousands of miles across, volume of air that has horizontally uniform properties in terms of temperature and, to a lesser extent, humidity. Air masses acquire their properties from spending days to weeks over the same part of the Earth, say, for example, over northern Canada, the North Pole, or the tropical Pacific Ocean. Polar air masses become very cold, especially in the winter, because relatively little sunlight shines on the poles of the Earth, and so the air mass continuously loses infrared to outer space, which cools it, with little or no sunshine to offset that cooling. A continental polar air mass will be somewhat colder and less humid from being over very cold land than a maritime polar air mass, which has been somewhat warmed and moistened by the ocean. A tropical maritime air mass will be very warm and humid. A tropical continental air mass usually covers much of the United States in the summertime. Other air mass types include Arctic, equatorial, and monsoon. Now, fronts are the boundaries between air masses of different density, is typically from temperature and moisture differences. Extratropical cyclones, or low-pressure areas, also form along these fronts and draw their energy from the temperature difference between air masses. On average, warm air masses tend to flow poleward, and cold air masses tend to flow equatorward, helping to cool the tropics and warm the polar regions. Nature's way of trying to keep it all in balance. The Bergeron classification is the most widely accepted form of air mass classification, though others have produced more refined versions of this scheme over different regions of the globe. Air mass classification involves three letters. The first letter describes its moisture properties, with C used for continental air masses, usually dry, and M for maritime air masses, typically moist. The second letter describes the thermal characteristics of its source region. T for tropical, P for polar, A for Arctic or Antarctic, M for monsoon, E for equatorial, and S for superior air. That's dry air formed by significant downward motion in the atmosphere. The third letter is used to designate the stability of the atmosphere. If the air mass is colder than the ground below it, it is labeled with a K. If the air mass is warmer than the ground below it, it is labeled with a W. Now, if you have a question about the weather, you can drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.